Today's daf is Vachim Daf Chof Hey, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Chof Hey Amid Aleph, the sugya of Nishpach. Zok the Mishnah, Nishpach Adam Al Haritzpa, the Osvoy Pasul. Very straightforward. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zrika. Those are the Dalet Avodos Adam, the Dalet Avodos that are Ma'akev Kapara. So the Kohen had to do Shchita, he had to do Kabbalah, Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, Rashi, and other Rishonim, whether or not he had to do Hoylocha, he definitely had to do Zrika. What happens if in between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, the dam of the Behema, the blood that squirted out at the time of the Shechita, spilled on the floor? And then rather than the Kohen taking the dam directly from the animal after the Shechita, Asfa, he had to gather it from the floor, he then put it into a kli sha'aris, did halacha and zrika, says the Mishnah, pasul. In other words, the dam has to come directly from the tzavar ha-behema into the kli sha'aris. If it's on the floor in between, that creates a psul. It's known as the psul of nishpach. So the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, a braisa that describes the makart, the psul nishpach, v'loka chakoyin ha-mashiach, midam ha-par. We learn from there, midam ha-par, not all of the dam does the koyin have to be makabal. It's midam ha-nefesh, he has to be makabal the dam ha-nefesh, v'loy midam ha-or, v'loy midam ha-tamtzus. So the dam ha-nefesh is the dam that squirts out of the behema when the koyin does the shechita. So the shechita of an animal that's kachin is the same as the shechit of an animal that's chulin. You have to shecht roiv of the two simonim, the trachea and the esophagus, the kana and the veshet. So when those two simonim were shachut, blood started squirting all over the place, that dam is called the dam hanefesh. That's the dam that the kohen had to be makabel, hilacha, and zrika. V'loy midam ma'ar, that's the dam that came out of the animal when they started skinning the animal. V'loy midam ha-tamsus, that's the dam that trickled out from the mokim ha-simonim after that initial squirt already took place. So it's midam ha-nefesh, not all the dam. Rather, it's the dam ha-nefesh as opposed to the dam ma'ar and the dam ha-tamsus. Midam ha-par, when the pasuk says v'lo kach ha-kohen ha-mashiach, midam ha-par, we learn from there, dam me-ha-par yikablenu, that you have to be makabel the dam directly from the par. In other words, if it's nishbach, if it's not direct, the dam first falls on the floor, and then afterwards the kohen takes the dam from the floor, that's going to be upsold. Now, the truth is, how we darshaning from v'lokach ha-kohen ha-mashiach midam ha-par, that the dam has to be from the par. Bishloim, if it said v'lokach ha-kohen ha-mashiach dam me ha-par, meaning the mem would be attached to the word ha-par, it would be very good, but that's not what it says. It's midam ha-par. So the Gemara addresses that. Isol g'daytich midam ha-par k'dechsev. If you're going to tell me that you're not supposed to darshin dam me ha-par, meaning you're not supposed to move the mem from the word dam to the word ha-par, but rather you're supposed to darshin midam ha-par, what would the drasha be? Probably says the Gemara what it means throughout Shas. Midam v'afilu mixas dam. Wherever there's a mem, it means you don't need the entire thing. Even a mixas is going to be true. The problem is, in kachim, it's not true. You can't tell me that the kohen only has to be makabel mixas of the dam. Oh, my rabbi, sheikh, it's actually a kabel that's called damei shopar. When the kohen is doing the avodas hakabbalah, he has to make sure that he's makabel not some of the dam, all the dam. Now, we defined dam as it relates to kachim, as it relates to kabbalah, and that is dam hanefesh. But hamiyah, he has to be makabel all the dam hanefesh. It's not enough for him to be makabel only some of the dam hanefesh. How do I know that? Shenemar ves kol dama yishpach, with regards to the shvichas hashirayim. So that was the leftover dam after the zrika. So what did the kohen do? The pasuk says as kol dama yishpach al yisoid, he would pour the dam to the yisoid, and it says take all the dam and pour it to the yisoid. Now we know that all the dam didn't go down to the yisoid, because some of the dam had already been used for the zrika. So, eino inyan l'shvicha shirayim, tneyo inyan l'kabbalah. But the bottom line is from that pasuk, ves kol dama yishpach, although literally it's discussing the shvicha shirayim, we learn a halacha with regards to the kabbalah, that the kohen that did kabbalah had to be makabal all the dam. So you can't then darshan v'lokach ha-kohen ha-mashiach midam ha-par, midam v'afilu mixas, because that's not true. Elo midam hapar, move the mem. Dam me hapar yikablenu. Vikasava goyrin umay seif in the darshan. The Tana obviously holds that this is something you can do. You can take a letter from one word, cut, paste it onto another word. That's essentially what we're doing. So instead of darshaning midam hapar, the drasha would be miktsas adam, which we know is not true. We're going to darshan not mi dam ha-par, but dam me ha-par, to teach me that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the par. In other words, nishpach adam al haritzpah, The asvai, the halacha is, it's going to be pasul. Gufa amar Rabbi Yehuda, my rabbi, sheikh etzor, sheikh kabbal, kol dam yishal par, shenemar, es kol dam hapar yishofich. So the price said, what's the makar? Es kol dam hapar yishofich. How could you tell me all the dam of the par needs to be poured down to the aside? We're dealing with shirayim. We're dealing by definition with not all the dam. What's shirayim? You did tzrika, now you have the leftover dam. That's what we just spoke at. Einu inyan l'shirayim, the halesi l'kulei dam. Teneyu inyan l'kabal. Bottom line is, the Mishnah said a halacha, nishbach adam ala ritzpa, the asfai pasul. What's the makar? It's learned out from v'lokach ha-koyin ha-moshiach, midam ha-par, v'hevi yoysi alo yomoyit. It's, it says the Gemara, goyrin u'moysifin v'darshin. We darshan the pasuk not v'lokach ha-koyin ha-moshiach midam ha-par, but rather v'lokach ha-koyin ha-moshiach dam mehapar. How do you know to darshan that? Because midam ha-par would mean miktsas, and we learn from this kol dam ha-par yishofech that hashoich etzorach shikabel is kol adam, not midam, not miktsas from the dam. Elamai, the mem can't be attached to the word dam; it has to be attached to the word hapar. So we darshan v'lokach ha-koyin ha-moshiach dam mehapar, that the kabbalah has to be directly from the par. Thus, if it's nishbach, it's going to be possible. Amar Yehuda Mashmul, hashoich etzorach shi'apiyasak v'maylo, the shoichet that shechts kachin, he has to make sure that as soon as he shechts, he quickly lifts up the knife. The reason he has to do that is he has to make sure that no dam is going to trickle from the knife into the klisharis. So when the kohen is doing kabbalah, he should be getting all the dam from the par, or from the animal that's being shachot. None of the dam should be coming from the sakin. Because if a little bit of dam is nisarif from the sakin, together with the dam that comes directly from the animal, that will disqualify the entire kabbalah. Shenemar v'lokach dam hapar, and we darshan v'loy midam hapar, v'dovar achar. Says the Gemara, v'dam sakin b'mayim mekanachli. How did they wipe the dam sakin? Now, they didn't take the dam sakin and put it into the klisharis. We just said you can't do that. Presumably, they didn't use a shmata either, because it's probably not kovadig. We're dealing with Shchita's kachin, which even though Lavavoidehi, and even though Rabbeinu Ephraim, Tosis brings on Dafim Zayin, didn't even need a klisharis, but still, we're dealing with kachin, and if we're dealing with kachin, that it's the stabber that they didn't just use a shmata. So the question is, if they didn't save that dam and put it into the klisharis, how then did they clean the sakin? I'm Rabbi Besfas Mizrach. They would use the other side, the backside of the Mizrach that was used for the Kabbalah, Kedichsiv, Kipure Zav. You find the pasuk in Sefer Ezra that the klisharis were referred to as Kipure, and Rashi, she says, Kipure means kinuach. It's milosh and kinuach. So you see that the klishore served a dual purpose. Obviously, it was used to be mekabel the dam. That's its primary function. But additionally, it was also used to clean the sakin. Amrav chizda, amrav yirmi, yibarabu, ha-shoichet, tzorech, sheyitein, veridin, l'toich ha-kli. When somebody shechts kachin, he has to make sure that the veridin, these were blood vessels next to the kana and the veshet, next to the trachea and the esophagus, the two simonim, that the shoichet would shecht in order to render it a kosher shechita. So right next to it, there were these veridin, blood vessels. And l'katchila, there was a mitzvah for the sheichet to shecht the veridin. It wasn't ma'akev, like the kona and the veshet, but there is a l'katchila. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, ha-sheichet should make sure that the veridin are in the kli. Now Rashi says, it's not possible, v'hai toich lav dafka, it's impossible for the veridin to literally in the kli. Remember, you're taking a live animal, you're putting it on top of a measly kli shares, and you want to somehow make sure that the blood vessels are going to be inside the kli. It's not possible. What you should do, however, is you should situate the animal in a way where you know as soon as the shechita happens, the veridin are going to be above the ear space, and today's daf is hashtag ear space. It has to be literally on top of the ear space of where the klisharis is, so that you're not going to have to move the klisharis 2 inches to the left to line it up with the veridin to be able to catch that daf. It should immediately be underneath the veridin. So the veridin and the klisharis should be one on top of another. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yoichin. Veridin, Tzorech, Sheyiru, Avrikli. You have to make sure as soon as you do the shechita that the veridin can see the Avrikli, meaning they have to be literally on top of the kli. And the reason they have to be on top of the kli, and this is going to be the theme of the next half of Amud Gemara, is because if the veridin wouldn't be literally on top of the kli, it would come out that they're in ear space that's above something else. If that's the case, there's a chesorin in dam mehapar yikablenu. We said there's halach of nishpach. And the yisoid of nishpach is that you have to be mekabel the dam directly from the par. Directly from the par means that the dam can't be anywhere other than from the par into the klisharis. That's why if it's nishbach, it's a problem, because it was on the ritzpah. It wasn't from the par. The same is true if it's an ear space above something other than the kli. So if it's in the ear space above the kli, so that's not a hefsek. So that's considered damea par yikablenu. But if it's going to be in some other aver, ear space that's over something else, so now the way we're going to look at it in lumdis is as if the kabbalah didn't happen directly from the par. It happened from that aver. That's looked at as an area b'fnei atzmoi. If that's looked at as an area b'fnei atzmoi, there's a chesaron in dami apar yikablenu. Memel, there's going to be a problem. So it's based on that Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba and Rav Asi and Rav Yochanan, they all said the same chiddush, that you have to make sure that the veridin are literally on top of the kli, not in the kli, it's not possible, says Rashi, but at least on the avra kli. So as soon as the dam leaves the veridin, it's in the avra kli. Oh, the avra kli is as if it's already in the kli. So now you have a dam me apar yikablenu. What would happen if a Kohen is doing Kabbalah, and as he's doing Kabbalah, before the dam entered the mechitzos of the klisharis, so it's in mid-air, it's landing towards the klisharis, but it didn't enter yet the confines of the klisharis. And at that point, the bottom of the klisharis gave out. What's the halacha? Now it seems like from the shayla, avish ha'soifel lenuach tami was pashat him that it was kemunach tami. Stating that, we'll see the Gemara is going to say it wasn't so. But at first glance, just to understand the Gemara at this point, it sounds like that wasn't a shayla. He understood that the dam doesn't have to land to the bottom of the klisharis in order for it to be considered in halacha as if it's in the klisharis. As long as it's in the aver of the klisharis, even if it's above the walls of the klisharis, that's going to be okay. The shayla was where it's above the walls of the klisharis and the bottom of the klisharis gave out. So it was technically in the aver klisharis, but Lamaisa, the way it played out was it was aver she'en soifoy lanuach. So the question is it kemunach tami or is it lav kemunach tami? I'm late in Yisuo. I bring you a raya. Chavash munachas tachas azinoik. I bring you a raya from the halacha of Efer Paraduma. So one of the things that a tamei meis needed as far as his tahira from the Paraduma was they would take the ashes of the Paraduma, the kohen hasayrefod, and he would mix it together with mayim chayim. The water had to be mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means that the water is coming directly from its source. So if it's flowing from a stream, it goes from the stream directly into this keli where the eif of the paraduma is. If, however, it goes to another keli first, it's going to be a problem. Similar to the concept of mayim she'uvim that you have in a mikvah. You have to make sure that the water goes directly from its natural source into the keli where the eifer of the paraduma is. If it makes a stop in between, if there's a stopover, it creates a pasul. So what happened in this case was, there's a braisa where there was a chavis that was munachas tachas azinoik. There was a stream of mayim chayim that was flowing. And it was flowing down a mountain, let's say. On the bottom of the mountain, there was a chavis. There was a jug, and the water was going to land inside this chavis. If it was going to continue flowing naturally, that's where it was going to go. A kohen wanted to use that water for the eifer paraduma. So he goes and he chaps it. So before the water lands into the chavis, he intercepts the water, and now it's inside his keli that has the eifer of the paraduma. So is that okay or is it not okay? So the price explains that halacha. Obviously, if the water landed in the chavis and now the kohen wants to take the water from the chavis and use it for his eifer paraduma, that's pashut, that's possible. Even chutzla, even if the water never entered the chavis, but it was in the ear space of the chavis, so it was lined up directly parallel to the bottom of the chavis, aver kli is kekli dami. And even if it's chutzla, it's not inside the tfanois of the kli, it's above the walls of the kli, that's enough for it to be viewed as if it was in the kli. Thus, it's not considered mayim chayim. If it's not considered mayim chayim, it's going to be pasul. Tziruf pilaz, you know, like if the person took this chavis, not the chavis that had the eifer of the para, he took the chavis and he put it on the mouth of this pipe from where this mayim chayim was flowing, so mayim shebetaych psulim, any water that enters the chavis is possible, any water that's in the pipe but never came inside the chavis is going to be kosher. I mean, there's no concept of ear space if you take the mouth of the chavis and you attach it to the pipe. But what we need is the resha. What do you see in the resha? Chavis shemunachas tachas hazinoik. If there was a chavis that was underneath this pipe of water, the halacha is shebet toicha v'shebechutz l'psulim. That even the water that's in the chutzal, it's in the ear space of the chavis, is already considered pasul. What's the reason? Because aver shesoifer lanuach is kemuan achdami. So to Rav Yechonel told Rav Asi, you ask him yeshaylo, if the koyin was being mekabel v'dam and he had the klisharis underneath the veridin, everything is lined up perfectly, and while the dam is in the aver above the defanes of the klisharis, the shuli amizra give out. It's aver she'ein soifer lanuach. So Yechon told him, "I'm furish a brayso." The brayso says that if there's a chavis underneath the zinoik and a koyin now takes efer pari and intercepts the water, we say avish asoifel lenuach kemunachdami. It's as if it was already in the chavis, thus it's not mayim chaim, thus it's going to be pasul. It's a furish a tushta, right? Wrong. Freak the gemara. Hi, my. Boy, minay avish ain't soifel lenuach. Fika pashalei avish asoifel lenuach. It's what was Rav Asi's shayla? Rav Asi's shayla was very, very precise. It was Avishas in Sofer Lenuach, where the Shulei HaMizrach gave out. He knew this price, it's clear, because he never asked the shayla of Avishas Sofer Lenuach. It's pretty obvious, he was only asking the shayla of Avishas in Sofer Lenuach. Avishas in Sofer Lenuach, kumuruch anach kumuruch. So what's the pshitas? I'll bring you a raya, Avishas Sofer Lenuach. In that case of the chavis that's underneath the zinai, nothing gave out, so it's Sofer Lenuach. So of course it's kumuruch anach. That's where Rav Asi declared the shayla of Avishas Sofer Lenuach. He's not declaring the shayla by Avishas in Sofer Lenuach. So the Gemara says, Tarti kaboy b'nei. It's very obvious from Rabbi Yochanan's response to Rav Asi. The Rabbi Yochanan knew the Rav Asi must have asked two questions. His question was in Tim's Lima Avish ain't Seifel Anuach, Lav Kamunach Dami. If Avish ain't Seifel Anuach is Lav Kamunach, what about Avish Seifel Anuach? My, what's the halacha going to be over there? And Rabbi Yechonah told Rav Asi, I don't know the halacha about Avish ain't Seifel Anuach. For that, I don't have a Mufurish Abraisa. But with regards to the Intim Tzaloimar, you want to know Avish Seifel Anuach? For that, I have a Mufurish Abraisa. So, Enochanami, the Braisa is not being pushed Avish ain't Seifel Anuach. The Braisa is being pushed Avish Seifel Anuach. Rabbi Yosef Masni Hachi. The aforementioned exchange between Rav Asi and Rav Yechonan is the way Rav Yosef would tell it over. But Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana had a different version of how that story went down. His version was Chavis Boyaminei, Upashatle Chavis. The Shaila that Rav Asi asked Rav Yechonan was not a Shaila in Hilchis Kabbalah of Kachim, Dalit Avoidis, where the Shuli HaMizrach gave out, and it's a Shail of Damnei Apari Kablenu, etc., etc. It was a Shail in Hilchas Paraduma, meaning according to Rav Yosef, Rav Asri, Rav Yochanan were learning Masechtas Vachim. According to Rav Kahana, they were learning Masechtas Para, and he asked him a Shail regarding the Din Mayim Chaim that you have by Paraduma. What would be if the water was coming down a pipe, it was on the ear space above a Chavis, somebody came, chapped that water, mishta with the Efer Paraduma, it was Chutzalah, it wasn't Mamish Befnim, is it a problem? And he was pushing him from a Rashi says you have to say then, being that it's a Mufurish Abraisa, what was Rav Kanish? What was Rav Asi's Shaila? Rav Asi obviously didn't know the Braisa, but the bottom line is the Shaila wasn't a Mesechtes Vachim and Rabbi Yochanan is telling Tzu Para. The Shaila was a Mesechtes Para. Rabbi Yochanan told him it's a Mufurish Abraisa in Mesechtes Para. Rabbi had a third gear, so Masni. Rabbi Masni, Chavis Boyamine, Upashalay Mizra. The Shaila was Chavis. Like Rav Kahana said, they were learning Masechtas Parah. That's what he wanted to know. If the Koyan intercepts the water before it lands in the Mizrach, is it Mayim Chaim or is it not Mayim Chaim? And Rav Yechonah didn't bring him a raya from a Braisa Masechtas Parah. His raya was from Kachim, Upashalei Mizrach. He had to Moida be Mizrach. She'ef Shabaloi Zinaik. He said, aren't you maskin? If there's Alocha in Kachim, that the Kabbalah has to be Damei Apari Kablanu. And that's why there's Alocha that the Vridin even have to be on top of the Avar HaKli. He said, but Hamia, there's going to be a little bit of ear space. You're going to have no choice. It's inevitable that there's going to be a little bit of ear space between the Veridin and the Mizrach. Because it's not possible, like we spoke at earlier, to literally put the Veridin inside the Klisharis. So there's going to be a little bit of space. So said Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. If there's Aloch of Dam Me'apari Kablenu, what about the Hefsik of the Aver? Must be, being that it's Aver Shesoyfer Lenuach. It's Kemunach Dami. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Asi, I'm sure Rabbi Yochanan knew the Braisa, but you don't even need the Braisa. He told him very simple. Even when it's in Svar, it has to be right. Because Kabbalah Toichiach, every Kabbalah has to be Dam Me'apari Kablenu. How is it ever Dam Me'apari Kablenu? You hear the Shaila? How is Kabbalah ever Dam Me'apari Kablenu? It has to travel through some Aver as it goes from the Par into the Klisharis. Elamai, that Aver is not a Hefsik. Because Aver Soifo Lenuach is Kemunach Dami. The Aver, the ear space on top of the Keli, is looked at as if in the Kli. So as soon as it reaches the Aver of the Kli Shoris, so Tutzach Shainop HaKabbalah. At that point, it's already in the Kli. Thus, The Kabbalah came directly from the par, so there's no problem with Namei Par Yikableno. Either way, those are the three versions of the way this halacha played out. But the Yisoid is a clear Yisoid, and that is Avrisha Soifa Lonuach is Kemunach Dami. And it's we're learning that right now in Zvachim Daf Chafei because it's important in understanding Kabbalah 101. Because in Kabbalah there's a Psalm Nishpach, and the Yisoid of the Psalm Nishpach is Namei Par Yikableno. The Kabbalah has to be directly in the klishores from the par, it can't be nishbach al ritzpah. If it can't be nishbach al ritzpah, then it can't even travel through airspace. That's foreign airspace. Must be that the airspace that's on top of the klishores is considered already part of the kli. That's the yisoid of tzorich sheyitin veridin v'toicha kli. Bottom line is avisha soifel anuach. Tell me, what about avisha ein soifel anuach? So in the first Girsa, that seemed to have been Rav Asi Shaila, and the Gemara wasn't poshed that Shaila. More on this now. Tanan Hasam, Nosan Yodoy Oiragloi. Oh, Yale Yirok is Kadesh Yavru, Mayim Lachavis. Again, we're discussing the halachas of Parah, where there's a din of Mayim Chaim, and the water has to go directly from the Mayim Chaim into the Keli, where the Efer of the Parah Aduma is. So, what happens if you have this stream of water, and somebody comes and he takes his hand, and by moving his hand, he directs the water in the direction of the chavis, where the keli is that has the efer of the para. Oy ragloi, or he put his foot there. Oy ali yirokas, or he put vegetables. Halach is psulin, in all those cases, it's going to be possible. Ali kanim, if you put leaves of reeds there. Vali agoizim, or leaves of walnuts. Ksherit halach is, it's going to be kasha. So basically what he did was, is he put something in the direction of the flow of water to channel it to where he wants the water to go. So he wants the water to go together with the Efer of the Para, but it's not flowing there naturally. So he has to put something to divert it by using your little patent. Now the water is going to end up going where it's supposed to go. So is it a problem or is it not a problem? It has to be Mayim Chayim. So does that somehow dilute the sanctity of this water, the purity of this water, so it's no longer Mayim Chayim? Or no, maybe it's still considered Mayim. So it depends what he put there. Yodei Ragle Ali Yiraka is Puzzle. Ali Konim Ali Agoizim Kasha. What's the difference? Zeha klal tovra mekabel tuma psulim. If the thing that you use to divert the water was a dovra mekabel tuma pasul, so your hand can become tame, your regal can become tame, food can be tame. That's why those things are pasul. Dovra sheinu mekabel tuma, like the other things mentioned, sheirim are going to be pasul. No, I'm really dumb. Yechem mishum Rabbi Yisrael Baba makrotz lontef from the pasuk. Ach mayim ubar mikvei mayim yeh tahar. We learn from there haviyasan al tehei tahira, that whenever you're creating mayim of tahira, whether it's a mikvah or whether it's the mayim chayim that's going to be used to mish together with the Efer, the Parah Aduma, to be Metair someone from Tumas Meis, the Havaya of the Mayim has to happen Al Yidei Taira. So even this Nekuda, diverting the water into the Chavis, even that has to be Al Yidei Hadava Tahar. So if it's used the Dover HaMekabal Tumas, so there's a Chesaron and Havias and Al Yidei Taira, it's going to be possible. If you used a Dover Shein HaMekabal Tumas, it's in that case that it's going to be okay. Rabbi Chiyah said, Rabbi Yochanan, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Zoy Sei Meres, that from here you can bring a Raya that Avra Kli Kikli Dami. This is another Raya to this Yisoid, that Avra Kli is Kikli. This Mishnah is a Raya. Why is it a Raya? So two things. Number one, the only time it's pashit, Rashi explains, that nasan yodei ragle ali rakas would be possible is if the place that you put your hand, your foot, or the dovra makabel toma to divert the water, was literally at the area of the chavis. I mean, let's say this water is going to travel 100 feet, and you went close to the source of the water, 10 feet into this little journey that the water is going to take, and you diverted it there. And then 90 feet later, it ends up, because of the way you were able to position it, going into the chavis. That wouldn't be a problem. It would have to be the makkah b'patish. You would have to be literally right next to the chavis, diverted over there. If that's the case, then taina Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. You put your hand, and because you put your hand there, now the water goes into the kli, so the water entered the kli through a davar makabel tuma. No, it didn't. It went from your hand into the aver, and then from the aver went into the kli. So l'chura, how's it ever negeya this halacha? If this halacha is only negeya, where the dovra makabel tuma did the makkah b'patish, it's never doing the makkah b'patish. What's doing the makkah b'patish? Gravity's doing the makkah b'patish. You're going to divert it towards the aver, and then Newton's law of gravity is going to take over. That's what's going to cause it to eventually drop into the chavis. So it comes out the aver is doing it. The terence is, aver clears kikli. So as soon as you divert with your hand or your foot or the ale yurakos into the aver of the kli, it's considered that it's in the kli. So the makkah b'patish was done al yudei adavar makabal tomo. Rabbi Yochanan said, zoy say meris. Again, on abreis, so it's before. I don't know how else you can understand this halacha. Must be that Avri Kli is Kekli Dam. How do you know? Maybe there was no Avri at all. Maybe you literally tipped it into the Kli itself. Aver Kli Kekli means when it's in the Aver above the Kli, right? If it's inside the Tvanis of the Kli, we spoke that out in the beginning, that's not Aver Kli. That's not Aver Shasoifel Enoch, it's not Aver Shainsoifel Enoch. That's for sure in the Kli. The question is when it's in the ear space above the Tvanis of the Kli. So maybe that's what happened over here. Maybe it was inside the Tvanis of the Kli. So you have no raya that Aver that's Al Gabe Akli is Kekli Dami. Amale. So the Gemara says, Der Pchir Baraba told Rab Zera, rather sharf, Tarda. Rashi says, Shaita Boho. Kedesha Yavru Maim Lechavistan. It says Kedesha Yavru, and Kedesha Yavru suggests that it's traveling. If it's Shoyseis, if it's literally going to drip right into the Kli, it wouldn't pass the word Yavru. I'm Rabbi Chiba Rab, I'm Rabbi Yechiron. Meidusa Sharab Tzadik Nishnas Mishnah Zudet. By the way, this mission that we just mentioned, that if it enters the Kli Al Yedea Dovra Makabal Tum, it's a problem. We know this. Meidusa Sharab Tzadik. The Tan, hey, Rab Tzadik, Allah Zoichlin Shekilchon Ba'aliya Goizen Shein Ksheirin. That if it was Kilchon Al Yedea, Aliya Goizen, that's a Dover. She'ena mekabel tum, it's going to be kosher. But if it was a idea, davar mekabel tum, it's going to be possible. Zehoya meisa, not just that. This was a meisa, shehoya kachoya, be'oyalaya, ubob meisa lefnei chachamim, belishkas ha'gozes, ve'echshiru, and the chachamim said that it's going to be kosher exhale. So either way, the topic of Zvachim Daf Hei is the sugya of Nishpach. What's the halacha of Nishpach? The one-line Mishnah. Nishpach hadom ala ritzpa, the osvoy kosher. What does that mean? The Gemara explained, Dame apar yikablenu. It says in the Torah, V'loka chakoyin ha-mashiach midam apar, goyrin u'maisifin v'darshin, not midam apar, but rather dam mehapar. And we learn from there that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the par. But if after the Shechita, the dam was nishpach al haritzpah, and then the kohen that was doing the Kabbalah went, he was ma'asef the dam from the ritzpah and he put it into the klisharis, it's going to be possible. The name of the psul is nishpach. The reason it's possible is because it wasn't dam me'apar yikablenu. And based on that, the Gemara got involved in a sugi of Aver Kli Kekli Dami and said a gevaldig chiddush that when the kohen does the Shechita, he has to make sure hashoich etzorich sheyitein v'ridin b'teich hakli. Rashi doesn't mean literally b'teich hakli, but it should be on the ear space that's on top of the Kli, because being that there's a halach of dam me'apar yikablenu, if the dam is going to be in ear space other than the ear space on top of the Kli, it's going to come out that you were mekabel the dam, not directly from the par, but from that aver, because we look at the aver as a zip code for itself. So you're going to be taking it from someplace other than the par. Thus, you have to line it up. What if it's ain't soifel lenuach? How do you know aver Kli Kekli Dami? So that's the Amud Gemara that we just got. First glance, when you learn the sugi of Nishpach, Gemara, Rashi, Daf Yomidik, it certainly seems that the halacha of Nishpach is a halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. Meaning, there's a way that Kabbalah has to be done. Dam meha par yikablen. And just like there's a halacha in Kabbalah that the dam that you mekabel has to be the dam hanefesh, v'loy dam ha'or, v'loy dam ha'tamsos. Just like there's a halacha, the Kabbalah has to be done with a klisharis. Just like there's a halacha that koyin has to be done with a koyin, mi Kabbalah ve'elach. It has to be done with Bnei Aharon. There's a halacha that Kabbalah has to be mehapar. Da mehapar yikablenu. It's a sif cotton in Shulchan Aruch. Which simen? Hilchas Kabbalah. So if there was a Hilchas Kabbalah in Shulchan Aruch, you would find in that simen the halacha of Nishpach. Da mehapar yikablenu. It's a halacha in the oifin, the tzura, in the chetz of how a Kabbalah gets done. Kabbalah has to be directly mehapar. Stating that, brisk, Yadua, the Reb Chaim was mechiach, that it's not that way. That the halacha of Nishpach is not a halacha in Kabbalah. Or, the way they say it in Shir, it's a halacha in Kabbalah, but there's a second in the psul Nishpach as well. And that is, Reb Chaim said that it's mevur in Sugis and Mesachtes Menachis, Menachis Tav Zayin, Menachis Tav Chavav, that just like you find the psul Nishpach when it comes to Dam, there's a halacha of Nishpach when it comes to a Karban Mincha as well. Now, Karban Mincha didn't involve Dam, the Karban Mincha involved Kmitza. And as we've spoken out many times, that there were Dalet Avoidis in every Mincha that parallel the Dalet Avoidis Adam. So just like the Shechita with a Zevach, there was Kmitza with a Mincha. Just like this Kabbalah with a Zevach, by a Karban Mincha, the Kohen would take the Kmitza, and he would put it into a klisharis. That was the equivalent thereof of the Kabbalah. There was a halacha by a zevach. He had to take the koimetz as well to the makom hamizbeach. And with a carbon, there was zrika. By a mincha, there's no dam, so there's no zrika, but there's aktara. The koin would take the koimetz, and it would be makterit on the mizbeach. The halacha is, it's gemara yismifru rashis and mesachtes menachis, that if the koimetz was nishbach between the kemitza, and when the Kohen took the Koimetz and he put it into a Klisharis, he's going to have the Psul Nishpach. The same Psul Nishpach that you have in our Mishnah, right, is Zvachim Dav Chafei, you have as it relates to a Koimetz. Reb Chaim said, I don't understand. If the halacha of Nishpach is a halacha in Tzuras HaKabbalah, Dam Me'apari Kablenu, Vos Pas Nishpach when it comes to a Koimetz. When it comes to a Koimetz, there's no par, there's no Dam Me'apar Yikablenu. So Lechura, what does Nishpach mean? I'll read to Reb Chaim's Lashon. Vim Kein Tzorichin. It's Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchas Maisach Karbonis, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. Vim Kein Tzorichin. B'maydi Alfina Mineila Menachis, the Nishpach HaKoimetz Pasol. V'aloi B'Koimetz Lekim Mokim Mesuyin Me'ayin Shei Kablenu. There's no Mokim from where the Kmitza has to be done, so or that the Kabbalah of the Kmitza should be done, so that you can now say that being that it was Nishbach, so I didn't take it from the place I was supposed to take it from. Meaning, if the Yisoid of Nishbach is a halach in Kabbalah, that it's not enough that the Koyin was Mekabel the Dam, it has to be from a Makom Mesuyim, Dam Me'apari Kablanu. So, what do you have that by Koyimitz? There's a halacha that the Nesin of the Klisharis of the Koimetz, the equivalent thereof, of the Kabbalah, has to be from the Yad of the Koimetz. No, it doesn't say that anywhere. There's Lekem Mokem Mesuyim, Mayim Sheyi Kablenu. So Luchur, if the Yisoyed of the Psul Nishpach is a Halacha Nuchas Kabbalah, what's past the Psul Nishpach when it comes to Mincha? So Reb Chaim was Mechiach from there, that Vaislois, there's two Halachas in Nishpach. It's true, maybe, that there's a Halacha that Nishpach defines Kabbalah, meaning dam me'apari kablenu, but there's another halacha, and that is that if the dam is nishbach, there's a psul in the dam. Meaning nishbach is halacha in hilchas kabbalah, but it's also halacha in hilchas dam. Get this clear? Dam can't be tome, dam can't be lon, dam can't be yoytze. Dam also has a shulchan aruch. Kabbalah has a shulchan aruch, and dam has a shulchan aruch. It's a sif katan, not in hilchas kabbalah. It's a sif katan in hilchas dam. Dam can't be nishbach. If the dam was nishbach, bein shchita l'kabbalah, that will make the dam possible. If that's the case, it makes sense that it should be by mincha also. Because although mincha doesn't literally have a shchita, and it doesn't literally have a kabbalah, but it has the equivalent thereof. It has kemitza, that's b'makom shchita. It has v'nois nai l'teich klisharis, that's the equivalent of kabbalah. So if there's an equivalent thereof of shchita and kabbalah, so it makes sense that you should have the halacha of nishbach as well. So again, if nishbach is a halacha and hilchas kabbalah, it's meant that the kabbalah has to be me'apar. The time of Reb Chaim, it doesn't make any sense by a koimetz. By koimetz, there's no par, and by koimetz, lekem makom mesuyin ma'ayin sheyi kablano. So what does it mean that, oh, if it was nishbach, I didn't do the kabbalah from the right place? There is no place you have to do the kabbalah from. But if it's a halacha and hilchas dam, so then already you could say all the halachas of dam technically apply to the koimetz as well. So there's a concept of shchita and kabbalah by mincha, not literally, figuratively. So you can have this halacha of nishbach bein shchita le kabbalah, where the halacha is it's possible. You'll have the same exact halacha as it relates to a mincha as well. The shiurim, they're very mayrich, and this you saw it from Chaim, and they bring from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav had other rayas to Reb Chaim's Yisoy. Just mention one of them. And that is from the Gemara Masechtes Yuma, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Boy, Rapapa Klerda Shailo, Nespazra HaKtoiris, Memloi Chofnov Mahu. So we know there was a special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. It's Mechapa and Lashon Hara. There was a special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. The Kohen would take a Meloi Chofnov of the Keteris, he would put it into a kaf, and they would be makter it. There's a Shailo, how they brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ki ba'ana ne'ra like a pirus, that Stukim did it one way, the Prushim did it another way. That's the famous or infamous Lahitzi Miliban Shal Tzadayim. It comes into the Maisach Tyrus that was done on Yom Kippur. So what happens, Kledra Papa, if the Koyin had the Tyrus in his Moy Chafnov and then it fell on the floor? Could he go quickly, clean it up, put it back into his Chafnayim, or put it from there into the Klisharis, or could he not? What's the shayla? Yodei kitzaber behema dami upsula? Aydama kin klisharis dami v'loi psura. Do we look at it as if it was nishbach from the Tzavra Behema, and if it was Nishma from the Tzavra Behema, it's going to be possible. Or do we look at it as if it fell out of a Klisharis? If it fell out of a Klisharis, it's not going to be possible. Said the Briskarov, I don't understand. What does the Psalm Nishbach have to do with the Ketairis? If the Aloch of Nishbach is Aloch in Kabbalah, Damei Apayi Kablenu, it's a Sif Kotan and Hilchas Kabbalah. So what's the Hamamina that there should be a Psalm Nishbach when it comes to the Ketairis on Yom Kippur? There was no Din Kabbalah. Mincha, maybe you'll tell me, there is an equivalent there of a Kabbalah. So you can maybe for Enfer Abchaim's Kasha somehow. But Ketairis, there's no Kabbalah. There's no Maisa Kabbalah Bechlal. Vaislays from the Briskarov said that Nishbach has nothing to do with Kabbalah. It's a halacha. In every carbon, if it was Nishbach, Bein Shchita LiKabbalah, the halacha is it's possible. But if that's true, maybe you could apply it to other similar situations as well. The point is, it's not aloch in the Kabbalah per se. So it's shaykh to say that just like when it's nishbach mitzavra behema, it becomes possible. So maybe the chafnayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur regarding the Ketairis was looked at as savra behema. So if it was nishbach from there, maybe that would also be possible. But the point is, it's a psul in the dam, it's not a psul in the Kabbalah. And it's for that reason, the Gemara declares a shayla, maybe you should have it by the Ketairis, you shouldn't have it. The question is, what's the makar to this? I mean, Pasha, you learned the Gemara, it's very not mashma that way. Mazoi let me in a brisk. I hear, but the Pashas is not that way. Pashas, you learn the Gemara, it's Damei Apayi Kablenu. It sounds like it's Aloch and Hilchas Kabbalah. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It doesn't seem to be very ambiguous. So if it's Aloch and Hilchas Kabbalah, Damei Apayi Kablenu, what was the Havamina? I mean, where does this other tzad, the other tzad come from? So in the Shurim, they say over that the Piskarov said that the Makar is a Teres Kayin, but just one Hakdama. And that is that even though there's a Psal Nishbach, and Nishbach is something that's going to come up again and again and again and again and again. Nishbach is something, it's one of the themes in Seder Kashan. We're being exposed to it now for the first time. Zvachim Daf Chav Hey, but this is just where Nishbach is launched. It's something that's going to stay with us. So the Halacha of Nishbach is, again, if the Kayin does the Shechita, the dam pours from the Tzavra Behema, not directly into the Klisharis, on the floor, the Kohen is Ma'asafet from the floor, that's the Halacha Nishbach. What would be if the Kohen did the Kabbalah, and it would be Nishbach after the Kabbalah? And the Halacha is it's Kosher. He did the Kabbalah, right? Pasha, because Dame Apari Kabbalah, you did the Kabbalah. So that's Pasha. Nishbach is only a problem if it's Nishbach Mitzavra Behema. But if it's Nishbach after the Kabbalah, in that case, the Halacha is, it's going to be Kosher. Zok the Teres Kayanim. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Vayikra, right in the beginning, it's Vayikra, Perik Aleph Pasukei. The Shachat as Ben Habakar Lefnei Hashem, Vehikrivu Bnei Aharon Akehanim Es Adam, Vezorku Es Adam Alam Es Beach Saviv, Asher Pesach Oil Moed. And the Terzkainim is bothered with the extra word Es Adam. The Shachat as Ben Habakar Lefnei Hashem, Vehikrivu Bnei Aharon Akehanim Es Adam, Vizarku es Adam. We're talking about the Adam. So why does it have to say again Vizarku es Adam? The Krivu Bnei Aharon Akehanim es Adam, Eilu Vizarku, Matam Alei Meshuv es Adam. Freit the Teres Kayanim. Why does it have to say es Adam again? Zok the Teres Kayanim. Minayin ata Oimer. Because how do you know? Nishbach mina kli ala ritz vivas vikosher. If the dam fell out of the klisharis onto the floor after the Kabbalah and the Kayan was ma'asafet, you put it back to the klisharis. It's kosher to do Zriko. Talmud Loi Meshuv es Adam. That's why it says es Adam again. So it says Vizarku es Adam. The rabbis, even if it was Nishbach, but not Nishbach Mitzavra Behema, that's possible. Where it was Nishbach after the Kabbalah, in that case, it's going to be kosher. So the Briskarov said, Lechura, at first glance, this Gemara is Miraf Sinigri. This Torah's claim is Miraf Sinigri. How do you understand it? What would be the Havamina that if the Dam was Nishbach after the Kabbalah, that the Dam should be possible? That I need two words in the Torah, Vizorku Es Hadom Alam Ezbech the rabbis, that if it was Nishbach Menakli, it's still going to be kosher? Why would I think it's possible? The whole halacha of Nishbach is a halacha in Tzuras HaKabbalah. I did the Kabbalah already. So once I did the Kabbalah, you ask a man on the street, why is it that Nishbach min akli ala ritzpas kosher? What do you mean? Because, I mean, everyone knows Nishbach. Because what's the halacha of Nishbach? Nishbach is Damei Apari Kablenu. Okay, so if it was Nishbach mitzavra behema, before the Kabbalah wasn't done directly from the par. But if it was Nishbach min akli shas, it means you did the Kabbalah. Oh, once you did the Kabbalah, you have no halacha anymore of Damei Apari Kablenu. You could check off that box. You did it already. So at that point, who cares that it fell? Teres Kainim is before not that way. Teres Kainim says, no. It says, Vezarku es Adam, two extra words, Lirabois, if it was Nishbach min akli, it's going to be kosher. Zok, the Briskarov, it's clear in the Teres Kainim, this you saw it. It's Muchach, that Psul Nishbach isn't just Allah and Ilchus Kabbalah. It's Allah and Ilchus Dam. Memela, Solkit, Ait Chamino, just like this Allah, where the Dam was Nishbach Bein, Shechita le Kabbalah, the dam becomes possible. Maybe if it was nishbach ben kabbalah l'zrik, it also becomes possible. Kamashmon asadam, that it's not that way. Abaham mia, from the fact that the Teres Kerem needed the words asadam, needed a pasuk to tell me that nishbach min akli is kosher, that's a raya she'inol of tshuva l'chura. You see from there that nishbach is a psul in the dam. So we kept on wavering back and forth. Meaning, so Reb Chaim is being mechadish, Briskurov is being meisef, and the shirim they're even meisef on that. A big yisoy that nishbach is a halacha in Hilchas Dam. Dam can't be nishbach. If it's nishbach, bein shchita the kabbalah, the dam becomes pasul. Dam can be pasul belina, dam can be pasul beyotze, dam can be pasul betame, dam can be pasul nishbach. It's a psul in the dam. It's a halacha in Hilchas Dam. You would have thought that it's halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. It's just a halacha in Tzuras HaKabbalah. Dam mea pari kabbalah. So lefi emes, is it both? Or is it only a psul in the dam? So if you go through Reb Chaim, it's not so clear. But in the Shurim, they say there's two dinim. That in Nishbach, they say dinim. Number one, it's halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. And number two, it's a halacha in Hilchas Dam. Meaning there's a halacha of dam mea pari kablenu that says that it can't be in Nishbach. Meaning that is true. That when dam is nishbach, there's a chesaron in dam me'apari kablenu. It's also true, however, that daumine the halacha of dam me'apari kablenu, there's a halacha that dam that's nishbach is possible. And that's why you find it in sugyas like the Malach of Naim of Ketores. Even in sugyas where there's no halacha, one of the rayas that they bring, I don't want to get too falumd of it, but one of the rayas that they bring is from Rab Yirmi Barabbas halacha. From the halacha of Ashoyche Tzorech Sheyitain V'ridim L'toich HaKli. What's the issue? Why do you have to make sure the V'ridim? Because if the dam is going to go from the tzavra behema into ear space that's not above the kli, it's going to come out that there's a chesaron in dam me'apari kablenu. You're taking it from the avar. So they want to know when, in that case, where the dam is in the avar, not above the kli shores, is that nishbach? Is that nishbach? Chura not. Nishbach, you would think, means it fell on the floor. Even if you want to be mechadish, that avar is a entity for itself. But could you look at it as nishbach? So the chura, yeish mokum loymer, that avada, it's not nishbach. Elamai, what's the issue? Why then is it a problem? Because dam me'apari kableno. So you see that there's a din of dam me'apari kableno, even when you don't have the psul of nishbach. Something to think about. Either way, let's learn a little bit more gemara. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rabbi, ha tzoyrim oizen hapar. So we know that you're not allowed to shechter carbon, that's a baal mum. If the animal's a baal mum, obviously the animal is going to be pasul lehakrov. What happens if after the shechita, so the animal's already a mum, right? After the shechita, you went now and you ripped off the ear of the animal. You gave the animal another mum. And then the kabbalah was done, pasul. Shenema v'lokach midam apar, par shahoye kfar. It has to be a kosher par. Par shahoy kfar, but it has to be a kosher par b'shas kabbalah. Ashkan kachik gedashim kachik kalminol, and that pasuk is by the par koyim mashiach, which was a korban chatos, which is kachik gedashim. How do you know this halacha shu by kachim kalim? Oh my rabbi Tanya, it says by the korban pesach, which is kachim kalim se. It had to be a se. Tomim couldn't be a balmum. Zachar, it had to be a male. Menshana, it had to be up to 1 year old. Sheyeh tamim menshana b'shashchit. And we learn from here b'kabbalah. It says Tamim Zachar Ben Shana Yiyeh, and from there we learn Yiyeh that it has to be that way. Sai b'shas shchita, sai b'shas kabbalah, sai b'shas shchita. B'kabbalah b'loch v'zik minayin. Tamim lo yiyeh. I'm sorry. Kol haviyosav lo yiyu ela tamim ben shana. So it's a mafurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says clearly that it's not enough for it to be a tamim. That's what we need. But it has to be a tamim b'shas kabbalah lo chazrika. So if the animal would get a mum in between the shechita and the kabbalah, that would be enough to knock out the carbon. Says, what happens if something happens to the animal after the shechita? And when it came time to do the zrika, all there was a kezayis of basar left. Or a kezayis chelev. The basar was going to be eaten, the chelev was going to be burned. All there was a kezayis of basar, kezayis of chelev. So Allah is zarek asadam. You're still allowed to do zrika. If you have less than a kezayis, you can't do zrika. But as long as you have a kezayis, that's going to be enough. So what was Abayis kasha? L'chur, if all you have is a kezayis basar, and all you have is a kezayis chelev, Rashi says, Ein l'chamum gadol mizeh. It sounds like the animal, something got mutilated, got destroyed. Something happened to the animal. So if there's alocha, it can't even be missing a little part of its ear, because that is enough to qualify it as a baal mum. And if it becomes a baal mum, bein shechita l'kabbalah, that's going to be a problem. How do you understand Rabbi Yeshua's halacha? So the Gemara says, I hear, you must say, Tirguma aben shana, that this The emes is the halacha of atzoyrim oizen apar v'achach gibel domoy is only true by kachi gadashim. Why is it only true by kachi gadashim? Because the makar is the parkoy moshiach, and that's a carbon chatas. So you only know it by a chatas, which is an example of kachi gadashim. And Rabbi Shu was saying there's halacha by kachim kalim. By kachim kalim, you taka don't have this halacha that if the animal became a bamum. If that's the case, how are you gonna understand the brisa? We had a brisa that said se. Tamim zocher ben shanim yeh kol haviyosav la yu ela tam u ben shana. It says clearly that b'shas all the havayas, even b'shas the kabbalah hilach and zrika, the carbon pesach which is kachim kalim, still has to be a tam. Says the gemara tirguma a ben shana. The word yeh is not going back on everything mentioned in the pasuk previously, but rather it's going back on the last thing mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk says se tamim zocher ben shana yeh. Ben Shana, yeah, it just has to be a Ben Shana from the time of, at the time of the Shechita and at the time of the Kabbalah and the Ilacha of Zrika. But if it had a birthday in between the Shechita, the Kabbalah and the Ilacha of Zrika, that's where it'd be possible. But if it became a Balmum, there's no Din Tomim, yeah. There's Alacha of Ben Shana, yeah. The Gemara says, Miya Kamidi, how's that possible? The B'shah Shechita Ben Shana, B'shah Shechita Ilacha of Zrika, Ben Shnaim, Amar Rav, it is possible. So you say, Meresh, Shoyz, Poisleis, Bekachim. When does an animal have its birthday? So you would think, what do you mean? Shkia, Tzeis, Rabbeinu Tam, at the day that it was born, the next year. And no, Vaisa is not that way. Vaisa is, it's Me'es Leis. So if an animal was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the next year, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when it celebrates its birthday. So, Hacha B'mayaskinon, where this animal was born, Bein Arbayim, on Erev Pesach, on Yudalah. The next year, Bein Arbayim, so before, if it was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so before 3 o'clock, it's still a Ben Shana, you could do it. After 3 o'clock, you can't. So you did the Shechita before 3 o'clock. You want to do the Kabbalah Ilach HaZrika after 3 o'clock. That's where it's Negeya, this halacha. But Enochanami, as it relates to Tomim Yeh, that's only true by Kachi Gadasha. Farai Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. Ben Shono Yeh, yeah, that's true. Even by Kachim Kalim, that's this halacha by a Karban Pesach. Shurim, they bring that. The Biskarov said he Pasha doesn't know how to learn this Gemara. How does an animal have a birthday after it died? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. We're discussing it. Had very good. Shoyz poisles bekachim. You worked out the lumdus. And lumdus, it plays itself out very, very nicely. So the animal was shachut at 2:57 and at 3:05. It's celebrating its birthday. Once it had shechita, l'chari, you can't have a birthday anymore unless you're going to say mefarcheses. So anyone that learned the brisk, they got the joke.